This is CPR News. I'm Matt Bloom. Denver will soon stop providing shelter to migrants coming to the city if they have not already been processed by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. The city said it's cooperating with new federal guidelines in order to be able to use federal funding to cover its shelter costs. Denver has spent almost $13 million offering shelter and services to migrants since December. Spring runoff is wreaking havoc on parts of Colorado. Flooding closed a highway in Rout County and damaged a school in the southwest corner of the state. Russ Schumacher, director of the Colorado Climate Center, says hotter spring trends could worsen flooding.
The bad situation would be if we get a long string, like a week or two, of sunny, dry, windy conditions where the melt is going to happen really, really fast. So that's, you know, the kind of situation that we don't want.
Schumacher says the flooding so far has been a result of middle elevation snowmelt overwhelming smaller creeks and drainages. Only about 3% of medical school students in the U.S. are black men. An event tomorrow on the University of Colorado Anschutz campus hopes to change that and inspire the next generation of doctors. The program is called Black Men in White Coats. Dr. Bailey Loving graduated from CU's med school and was the only black student in his class.
This event is not just about education, motivation, or even inspiration. It's about empowerment. You know, it's about taking the first step on the journey to being a black man or a black woman in a white coat.
This is CPR.